Now, will you notice what he says here? That his hour has come, and his trouble. And he says, glorify thy name. Then came there a voice from heaven saying, I both glorified it and I will glorify it. You see, heaven couldn't remain silent. They had to respond. And when that voice came from heaven, why, notice the reaction. The people, therefore, that stood by and heard it said that it thundered. Others said, an angel spoke to him. Now, which were right? Actually, neither one were right. It wasn't an angel. It was the Father speaking to him. But you see, this is as far as those people could come toward God. The ministry of angels in the Old Testament is something that is tremendous. When God had a message for man, it generally came through the angel of the Lord. And that was the pre-incarnate Christ. But you see, they said an angel. But others said that, well, it thundered. Now, will you look at that for a moment? There were those that gave a natural explanation. They said, sure, we heard a voice. Sure, all this took place, but just thundered. It was natural. A natural explanation. The liberal today says it thundered. When he comes to the Word of God, he says, this is not God's Word. It's full of errors. And they say that the Bible is something you can't trust. And the miracles in there can't be accurate. You know why they can't be accurate? Because they don't believe in them. And isn't that too bad? They don't believe in them. May I say to you, all they're saying is, it thundered. But there were some there that said, an angel spoke to him. That's the supernatural. Let me put it like this. I heard of a preacher, and I was going to identify the spot, but I better not. And he told some folk that were attending a Bible class where they were listening to my tapes on the book of Revelation. He said that nobody could understand the book of Revelation. It didn't make sense. Well, what ignorance he reveals. Actually, the most logical book in the New Testament, and our Old Testament for that matter, that is probably the most systematic book, just happens to be the book of Revelation. And to him, you see, it thundered. Just a noise. But the others who believed in the supernatural, it was articulate. An angel spoke to him, you see. That is the supernatural, and that's the conservative viewpoint. So that today, it's not any different it was then. The Word of God speaks today, and there's some say just thundered. The others say God's speaking. That's the explanations that you get today. And in this Word of God here, his birth was supernatural, his life filled with miracles, his death was like a grain of wheat. He didn't stay in the ground, friends. That grain of wheat died but came up, you see. And the liberal who said the bones of Jesus sleep somewhere beneath Syrian skies has a problem on his hands. Where are the bones? They just don't happen to be there. And his resurrection was not spiritual, but it was actual. You see, there's a way of saying it thundered today. And the other is, an angel spoke to him. And this same old gag has been used down through the years, it thundered. Anyone can say it thundered. There's no mark of intelligence there. We need spiritual perception and appreciation to hear and to know and see the Son of God, my friend. And we need to recognize that when we come to his Word.